Talk Zone presents Consult Us on Business, featuring Frank Bisconti, the show that addresses the challenges of small business owners and helps those looking to become successful entrepreneurs. Here's your host for Consult Us on Business, Frank Bisconti.
Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you might be in the world at this time, and welcome to the show that offers business advice to small business owners and those thinking about starting their own businesses. If you have questions at all about your ideas about starting a business, or if you're running a business right now and running into challenges every day, you are more than welcome to give us a call right here at TalkZone at 888-GO-FOR-IT. That's 888-463-6748. We'll get you on the air and we'll talk about what's going on in your lives and what you're planning on doing with your business right now. We have an absolutely amazing show lined up for you today with a very, very special guest. We're going to get some insights into what is going on in the world of politics as it relates to small businesses and funding of small businesses and job creation here in America. I'll tell you a little bit more about who our guest is toward the end of this segment. Don't forget, if you're thinking about starting your own business, you got to get out there and buy my book, which was just released a couple of weeks ago on Amazon.com, titled It's My Turn to Be an Entrepreneur, Everything You Need to Know Before You Start a Business. You can also call in and ask me questions right here through TalkZone. There is a link that can get you to my email address if you're more comfortable just sending in an email and ask me a question. We'll try and get it here on the air, and we're going to do that a little bit later also in the fourth segment of this show, where I'm going to share with you some of the emails that have been sent in with questions that are being asked of me relative to starting and running businesses right here in this country. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can find me just about everywhere. For those of you that might have been listening to our very first show, one of the topics that we talked about was the unemployment rate here in the United States. And as many of you probably know, listening to radio and television, the August unemployment rate numbers have been released, and they held pretty constant at 9.1%. The African-American unemployment numbers jumped from about 16% to 16.7%. But one of the points that I made during the first show is that is the percentage that the government uses using a particular calculation method that excludes a certain number of people that are actually part of the workforce but are not counted. And what recent studies have shown, along with the release of this, is that although the official federally reported unemployment rate hold steady at 9.1%, as it was back in July, the actual unemployment rate, if adjusted, is closer to 17%. Now, I threw a number out during the first show that I believed it was closer to 20%, which is now being supported by an independent study that has adjusted the federal numbers up to 17%. But even those adjusted numbers don't include certain other adjustments that I believe should be in there. So at the very worst, we are looking at an overall unemployment rate right now in the United States of between 17 and 20%. An incredibly shocking number as part of the statistics that were released is African American youths. If I was to offer $100 to someone to call in, you probably would not guess the number correctly on the number of African-American youths that are now falling into the unemployment category. And for youths that are between the ages of 16 and 19, their unemployment rate, unadjusted, is almost 47%. Well, what does all this mean? You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about on today's show is to briefly touch on the differences between a recession and a depression. And going back, you know, for the past couple of years, the federal government, using their own measurement techniques, have determined that at some point in time in the early and mid-2000s, that here in America, we did in fact go through a recession period. But based on their calculation method, we came out of that recession because we didn't maintain certain statistical analyses that are the measurement barometers for more than two or three consecutive quarters. So when those numbers change, then the official report that comes out by the federal government is that, hey, we're no longer in a recession. We may be in a slow economy, but we are not in a recession. Well, let's take a look at what a recession really is, and then we're going to talk about that a little bit, and then we're going to take a look at what a depression really is, and none of us, other than maybe 1% of the population, actually have lived through the first depression that America went through back in 1929 when the crash occurred. So let's start out with the technical economic description of what a recession is. A recession is a business cycle contraction. It's a general slowdown in economic activity. During recessions, indicators vary in similar ways. For example, production, as measured by the gross domestic product, employment, investment spending, capacity utilization, household incomes, business profits, and inflation all decline, while bankruptcies and unemployment rates rise. Recessions generally occur when there is widespread drop in spending, often following an adverse supply shock, or what you hear in news all the time, the bursting of an economic bubble. Governments usually respond to recessions by adopting expansionary policies such as increasing money supply, increasing government spending, and decreasing taxation. These are all measured by standards that the government puts in place. Now, if we start to dissect this description of what a recession is and look at these elements, on the face of it, you would say, wow, you know, based on what you just read, it sounds like we are still in a recession. I mean, we certainly have a rising unemployment rate. Although it's holding steady at 9.1%, if we measure it against where we were 5 years ago, the unemployment rate was only 4.5%. So there has been a steady increase in the unemployment rate. It is holding steady right now at 9.1%, officially closer to 17% when adjusted, but that is unusually high for here in the United States. Bankruptcies increase. Well, when we take a look at the housing market, we can certainly see the effect of bankruptcies and foreclosures. Small businesses are closing as the result of bankruptcies. People are losing their houses, which in a way is a form of a bankruptcy, only on the mortgage side. So that also supports the fact that we may also effectively be in a recession. When we look at things like the gross domestic product, we see production down. Manufacturing is laying off people. Our exports are decreasing, and our imports are also increasing. So it keeps us out of balance relative to our imports and exports. Employment is also a gauge of a recession. Not so much the unemployment rate, but employment itself. More people are working part-time jobs, for example, in order to generate the same amount of income. Businesses are slowly scaling back production and the use of employment within their facilities. Production, which we kind of just talked about, manufacturing production is also down here in the United States. We have also heard the term that the economic bubble has burst. And if we go back a few years, when confidence was very high, people were doing very well in terms of earning money. And, you know, one trait about Americans is that when we earn money, we spend money. And that's what drives the U.S. economy. That's why the U.S. economy is the most powerful economy in the entire world. We are not savers here in the United States. We love to spend money on things. And that spending drives the U.S. economy. And that's all well and good. Those are personal decisions that people need to make, but that is the reality of economics. Another point that I made relative to the recession is the government's response to such a slowdown, or when measured, a recession. And that is the money supply is increased. Well, we all know that if we follow what is going on here in the United States, that the Federal Reserve has been dumping not only billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions, but now we are in the trillions of dollars being dumped into the U.S. economy by the Federal Reserve. Some of this money was used in the stimulus package in order to bolster the failing banks and insurance companies and things like that. But it is not a good policy to dump large amounts of money into an economy over long periods of time. Because what does that do? That creates a devaluation of the dollar. Another government response to a recession is to simply increase government spending. And short term, sometimes I don't really have a problem with this type of policy. But it can be a serious problem if it goes on for long periods of time. The government should not be the driver of the U.S. economy. And when President Obama first came in office and the recession was actually in play at that time, you saw a significant increase in government spending, mostly on infrastructure building, which is needed here in the United States. However, the government used its full force and power to bolster the U.S. economy by simply spending more money, creating government jobs, and outsourcing a lot of work, even to the private sector, like road building and bridge building and things like that, in order to stimulate the economy. And the third element that governments and the U.S. government usually, a tactic that they usually employ during a recession, is that there is a decrease in taxation. Now, again, I try to stay away from politics on this show and focus more on business, but sometimes we cannot avoid the fact that government and politics and small business, they cross all the time. So we are not going to see decreased taxation as a monetary policy by a Democrat president. That's just the way it goes. It is not a belief system. So at the very least, after analyzing what a recession really is, I think most of us, by that description, would say it sounds like we are still in some kind of recession, and that the only reason we are not technically in a recession and we are in an economic slowdown is because the government says so. And the government says so because of the measurement tools that they use. Let's very quickly now define what a depression is. Now, depression is kind of a scary thought because it conjures up thoughts of 1929, the stock market crash, dozens and dozens of percentages of people out of work. And then during the recession, we were talking about people that in the 25% range for unemployment. But let's do this real quick. A depression, by definition, is a sustained long-term downturn in economic activity in one or more economies. So it doesn't necessarily have to affect only the United States. It is a more severe downturn than a recession, which is seen by some as part of a modern business cycle. Personally, I don't believe that because there are many, many recession cycles here in the United States. Almost every 7 years, there is a downturn in the U.S. economy, and then there is an upswing that lasts for about 15 years, and then there is another downturn in the economy. And this has gone on for 150 years. So the use of the term recession is appropriate when we talk about the economic cycles here in the United States. But we really don't see that in a depression. We've only had one major depression here in the United States. To continue, a depression is characterized by its length, by abnormally large increases in unemployment, falls in the availability of credit, often due to some kind of banking or financial crisis, the shrinking of output as buyers dry up and suppliers cut back on production, an investment, large number of bankruptcies, including sovereign debt defaults, significantly reduced amounts of trade and commerce, especially internationally, as well as highly volatile relative currency valuation fluctuations, most often due to devaluations, in this case of the dollar. We have price deflation, financial crisis, and bank failures. Those are also common elements of a depression. Now, if we start and look at each of these items, you hear me laughing here, but it is kind of a nervous laughter, because we have unusually high unemployment, we have bank failures, we have the continuous devaluation of the U.S. dollar, we have currency fluctuations going on all over the place, we have large swings in the stock market. I use the term sovereign debt default. Most people may not understand what that is, but the U.S. just went through a phase where sovereign means a country. The U.S. was on the verge of a default on its debts with foreign countries. We really have to take a look and ask ourselves the question, are we just pretending we are not in a depression? When we come back, we're going to be talking with one of the top political speechwriters in the country, and we're going to get his insights into what politicians are talking about and planning for America regarding jobs, the economy, and why starting a business now can be the perfect time. This is TalkZone, and we're going to be right back.